Good morning. Yep. Is this good afternoon? Is this Aaron?
Yep.
Hey, Aaron. This is John with Local Splash, the Google partner, Southern California.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, man? Sorry.
Hi. No, no problem. I was just following up with you. I know you had a interest, or you expressed interest yesterday in putting Wilkerson roll-off systems on the first page of the Google search results. So
yeah.
I want to make sure I circle back with you. I know you were really tied up yesterday, so I didn't want to keep bothering
you. I'm always, dude. It's nonstop, truthfully.
That's good though. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so I'm kind of used to that. You know, the only time we really bug you is when we're getting everything set up. But once it's up and running, we just keep the customers coming in, and you know, keep those turnover.
Mm-hmm. You need $250.
It was $249 with the veterans discount. Yeah.
Cool. $249.
Mm-hmm. And then there's no other charges. So that'll cover you all the way, almost through to the new year, basically the end of December.
Okay, cool. So okay. You need to, let me pull this up.
But I got to create your Google business profile first, so you don't have to grab any kind of payment. I just want to verify some basic information with you first.
Okay.
Okay. So, Wilkerson Roll-Off Systems, are you the sole owner, Aaron?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is Wilkerson, just like the business name?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but that's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of, pinpointing where you are. Okay. What's the street address that I could send that to?
1962 Highway 49 East.
Highway 49 East. Orlando?
No, Charlotte, Tennessee.
For some reason, it comes up Orlando, Tennessee. Okay, let me see what happens if I put Charlotte. Are you right on the line there? I also got Springfield. Is it Old Highway?
No, type in Tennessee 49. Type in, 1962 TN 49.
Okay.
Charlotte, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, there's a 1962 Tennessee 49 in there, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
All spelled out. Yeah, there's also a 1962 Old Highway 49 East.
No, that's not. No,
okay, it's the Tennessee 49.
Yeah, I'm on the highway.
37036.
Correct.
All right, let me verify. Okay, and then do you want me to hide the street address for the general public?
Let's just put Charlotte on there if we can. Charlotte, Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll put the zip code on there. I'll deactivate turn by turn. That way you don't have to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep or anything.
Right, that's what I don't want to do.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm pro Second Amendment, so that'd be a bad day.
they don't have any reason to be showing up.
Yeah, they come knocking on my door in the middle of the day. That'd be a problem. Who are you? All right. So, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Yeah, you can just do 24 hours, I guess.
Okay. I could leave it as open availability. If you ever want to change it, we could always swap it out through me or your account management team here. I sent you my number yesterday, but I'm going to resend it to you just as a refresher. And then for your website, do you have, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past or, like, a company logo that we could use?
Yeah, I don't have a website, but, I mean, I got pictures on, like, my feet. I got, like, a Facebook page.
I got the website
business
included for you, Aaron. We're going to build you the website,
okay,
too. Yeah, it's a part of the service.
I got pictures and stuff.
Okay.
Do I need to send those to you or do I on there myself?
Let's make sure this text is working first. Did you get my number right there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then here comes the email address. Do you send your photos to that email address, just photos@localsplash.com?
I'm driving at the moment.
Okay, no worries. You don't have to pull it up. I just want to make sure that you're receiving those text messages from that 877 number.
Okay, I got you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I got you.
And then, perfect. What's your business email where I could send you the receipt so that way you could write it off, and then I'll send the outline of the agreement in writing as well?
Just use my personal email. It's A-I-W-I-L-K.
Okay.
99. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. All right. A.Wilk. 99@gmail. Okay. Confirm. It came back as valid. All right. Perfect. So I just got to purchase the WilkersonRolloffSystems.com for you, and then we'll start building on that. I want to do a client interview with you where we can interview you on the business. I know you're driving right now, but is there a time later today where I can get like 30, 45 minutes or even tomorrow?
Yeah. Can we do it tomorrow?
Yeah. What's your schedule look like for tomorrow? What works best?
Just like any time after like 8, really.
Oh, okay. I can lock
you. I'll be on the road tomorrow, but I won't have my son with me. I'll be working.
Okay.
But I'll have my headphones in and stuff like that.
Okay. How about 10 to 11?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and I'll text you 1 hour before I get in at 9, so should be perfect. Add you. Okay, and then now in order to secure your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Dude, I'm trying to... Alright, this is... Alright, got it. God damn it, come on now.
Don't crash now.
No, dude, so like, I told you I dealt with Angie Lee briefly.
Yeah.
So like, they were supposed to refund, they double charged me, and I told them they need to fix it, and they said they were going to fix it. And then I can't get a hold of them. It's been like 48 hours. And
I got
you. So I flagged her everything with my bank. I just flagged it as fraudulent.
Yeah. I'm going to send you a link, too, that you can fill out, and that'll help you, too. You can get it back through your bank. But you could also report them. I mean, they've been giving out, like, are returning about $7.2 million every month since January. For the last almost 12 months, because they've been the pet home advisor by Angie's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission was talking about shutting them down, and then I sent you the article there.
Holy
but there's when you get a chance, there's a little tab there where you could report them, and then if you report them, obviously stopping your car through the bank is a surefire way to make sure they don't keep charging you anything after today.
Right.
But if you fill that out. And then, you know, get back with them, tell them, hey, you know, I reported you guys for fraud. I've seen a lot of them, a lot of times they go belly up and they just fork it over or reverse the invoices that they have for you.
They said they reversed it and it would be like 24 hours and it was like 48 now. And then they quit answering the phone. So I was like, all right, well, I was like, I'm not going to sit here and wait.
I think it'll go through. Sometimes it takes, like, even though they reversed it, sometimes it takes your bank a couple of days. Sometimes it'll take the bank, like, 3 days to get it to go through.
I already done it. It's already over. I already frauded them.
Oh, yeah.
I told them, I said, we're done. But they my bank gave me a new card. And it's
okay.
Not like, it's a virtual card. So I don't have the card yet. But it's on. Is there any way I can pay like through Apple Pay? Like, do you have a link or something?
No, I don't have a way to pay through Apple Pay. I mean, they have a tracking system that you'll be able to get to and monitor the billing, but that goes through like automatically when you first sign up. They send those automated messages like "Welcome aboard" and "Here's your login." I mean, I just need. Let me go to the billing here. Yeah, so it's just saying 16 on the front. Expiration and security code.
You can't do like a checking account number?
No, we don't take people's their checking accounts.
All right, give me just a minute. I just got home. I'm gonna put this thing in park and see what I can find.
Don't ever give your checking account out to people, and don't sign up for a year or something before you've seen it work. Just my advice.
Virtual card number.
Yeah, I hate going through that. Every time I have to go through that, I got to get a whole new card number. But it's kind of good. Once I start remembering the numbers, I always tell my lady, I'm like, order a different one.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Okay,
it's just a pain swapping everything over. But like, yeah. I'm like having a fresh card.
Yeah, and then the one you get in the mail is going to have a whole different number system on it. So the only time I don't like getting the new ones is if I have stuff on like auto bill. Like sometimes my kids watch like Disney Plus and stuff, and then all of a sudden they want to watch a movie. It's not working. I got to jump on there.
That's why I try to do everything through Apple Pay, because I can change it from my bank app to I can get on U.S. Bank and upload everything to Apple Pay from the app, and I don't have to do anything. So
yeah, I wonder about that though. I feel like people hacked a phone or something, or maybe you bought something on a site that was fishy. You know, I feel like then they got it. But, you know, nowadays cybersecurity is so much better than it used to be.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, man.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't had any issues with, man. Like,
yeah. It's so tight nowadays, and usually you could just call them up and say, hey, I don't know what that is, and they could verify it. Once, like, two or three people verify something as fraud, then the whole thing gets shut down, the merchant process.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, so then they don't even exist anymore.
That's what they... All right, you ready for the card number?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
4432?
4432.
6464?
6464.
9766?
9766.
0191.
0191. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/25.
11/25, and then 3-digit code on the back.
195.
195, okay. And then there's a security question, too, just in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps, or vice versa. They want to make sure it's you. So you got two options here. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in, Nashville.
Nashville, right on. Re-enter answer. Nashville.
Yeah, one thing to know.
Yeah, it got me. It put it in there 2-3 times. Now, sometimes it goes 3, but I'm like, I think it gets Nashville. Okay, yeah, good. All right, and then because of your veterans credit that I approved for you, you're getting this rate indefinitely, so it'll stay $249. And then the website's included with that new in business credit on your discounted pricing structure as well. So it's month to month. It's going to bill today on the 29th. It's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 29th day. If there's not 29 days in that month, for example, like February, it'll roll over to the 1st, and then it'll be reoccurring on the 1st each month after that. And then you could discontinue. Yeah, you could discontinue, cancel at any time. Everybody that we work with, they're coming back at their own will. And that's a good sign for us. It lets us know everything's working properly.
I want to be on those tough things when people Google dumpster rentals in my area.
Exactly.
I'll be like in the top 4 or 5. It'll just pop up.
There's 3 of them there. Yeah, you'll be there, but it's for 15 keywords. So dumpster rentals, just one of them. That's why we have the client interview scheduled for tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
Let's see what else. What other keywords?
Yeah, there's about 15 keywords. We could list you 4 at a time, or there's exactly 15.
Cool, man.
And then they're interchangeable. You're also going to have a tracking system where you could see everything you're showing up for and even the things that you're not. So if you notice some things are working better than others, you could swap it out through your account management team here. That way we're maximizing your exposure and job opportunity with the campaign.
Cool, man. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. It's always good to go in there because we got data that goes back like 10 years, you know. So we could use that to our advantage. We don't got to play the
guessing game. You're back in.
Yeah. Instead of going, oh, I think this might work. Yeah, the last 10 years, this worked. So I'll be your account lead. I'll be with you throughout the campaign. I sent you my direct number and extension. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in. But I'll let you get back to your day.
Will the conference tomorrow be with you?
No, it's going to be with one of my representatives, but anytime if you want to call me directly, you just dial that 877 number, hit that extension 544, and that'll ring me in.
Cool. So I need to send those pictures, though, tonight or this evening to that email address. Just send me all the pictures I need.
Yeah, you know what? Hang on. Let me clear this real quick because you're going to get two forms, and it'll just make it easier. I just want to make sure you got it so that way you know what your little homework is here. All right, so payment cleared, and then you're going to get two automations that'll come through. One of them will say, thank you for signing up. That's the full outline of the agreement in writing. That way you have everything there, black and white. And then the other one's going to say, photos needed for Google verification. You're going to want to fill that out. Let me see. Is it required? Do they require license and insurance for dumpster rental out here?
Uh-uh.
Let me see.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
But it's asking for it on the form. But fill it out as much as you can. If anything's missing, it tells you right at the bottom. If Google won't accept it, we just get on a three-way call, and we'll verify it over the phone and push it through that way. So we'll literally get
all
a
right,
rep
man.
On the line. Yep.
Yeah, all we'll make right. Sure it sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, buddy. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.